Let's move on from Southern literature to Southern music. If you're a fan of NPR's Tiny Desk Concerts, you've probably heard Tank and the Bangas. The New Orleans group won this year's NPR Tiny Desk Contest. The band comes to Atlanta tonight with a performance tied to the Atlanta Film Festival. GPB's Sean Powers caught up with the lead singer.
My name is Tariana Tank Ball, and I am the lead singer of Tank and the Bangas. And we are from New Orleans, Louisiana.
The moment you tie your own shoes, or spell your name in your alphabet soup, or told your mom that you're walking to the bus stop by yourself. Don't talk to
strangers. I started mixing in music with my poetry because I guess I was born in New Orleans, and being around people like Asia Rainey and Sonny Patterson and Catalyst and Icon the artist, we always mixed our music with our poetry because it was where we were from. There is a piece that I go back to my experiences, my experience with Katrina.
The story is breaking at this hour. Hurricane Katrina, the monster storm bearing down on New Orleans, coastal Mississippi, and coastal Alabama. Katrina downgraded.
I think about my grandma's house a lot and how safe and awesome it felt. And I go through the emotions of literally crawling through a window just to get inside her home. And I've never had to do that before. And going in her home and seeing it absolutely ripped apart and thinking about the fact that my grandma wanted to stay in New Orleans and we convinced her to leave with us and how she would have died if she would have stayed. Well, it's a poem and it starts off, it was a direct hit. The splash went smash. The house crumbled beneath the weight. There's water everywhere and not a drop to drink. I miss my grandmother's house. She had the type of neighborhood that would have grandchildren swarming like bees, hoping to lick the nectar of 25-cent frozen cups from Miss Ella down the street. Wasn't no such thing as the flavor of strawberry. You see, we lived in color. Like, can I have a red, please? I remember getting up early to Christian Union Baptist Church where my grandfather, Reverend Bradford, was the pastor. Cranberry juice and communion crackers, Chris the ushers, and my grandmama at the door. But grandmama is not here no more, and no longer is her home. And at least when grandparents were leaving, we would still have their homes. The scent of their recipes still cooking on them stoves. And some people still ask us why we sing those Wade in the Water songs or why we write those Katrina poems, because I still miss my grandmother's house. I think that the storm touched with my music or influenced my music in a way of how important it is to feel home even when you're not there, to remember things that are special to you that only New Orleans people can know about.
If anybody ever forgot to tell you, you are important. You are special even. Your body was made especially extravagant, extra human.
The backstory behind human was just feeling really impossible one day. And I remember listening to a poet say, if you break down the word impossible, I'm possible. I think it's so true. When people say stuff like, I'm just human, I mean, what do you expect from me? I'm just human. I think that's a cop out. Like, this is an incredible thing to be. This is an incredible person to be. This is a living thing. And when you watch the Olympics and when you see singers and actors remember a million lines, to be human is to be an incredible life force. Don't weaken it.
You should play with him. I'm sure your attention won't cause a deficient amount in nerve cells. Us women, we blink nearly twice as much as men, so keep looking. She'll notice you. May take her a little longer, but she's got to. The average human heart will beat over 1 million times in one lifetime. I am sure you'll find someone who won't mind skipping one. for you.
I see Tank and the Bangas in New Orleans. I haven't seen a woman head a group of guys like this in a long time. And New Orleans needs that. New Orleans needs the next amazing group of creativity coming out and sharing it with the world so they could know what goes on down here. It's important. It's special, and it always has been. And I'm excited for people to see that. It's dope to be a gutsy chick. It really is. To say some of the things I say or you say and do it, it's dope. And it feels free. And that is the only way to live this life.
It's so beautiful, special. Yes, you are.
That's Tarianna Tank Ball. She's the lead singer of the New Orleans band Tank and the Bangas. The group performs tonight as part of the Atlanta Film Festival. You can get more details at gpbnews.org.